You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you're tuned into Satterstar Emo Radio Show. Here, it's Wednesday night, it's 8 o'clock. I have maybe like a half all vinyl, all 7-inch episode, half other stuff. Gonna start out today with a fat stack of 7-inches that I picked up the other day from the one and only Clinton Street Records. I really got lucky. RIP to a man named Junior, whose whole like mostly emo and punk focus record collection apparently was sold to the shop last year, and they happened to still have some unpriced 7-inches laying around. And yeah, I got some very lucky good finds and some things I was looking for a while. We're gonna start out with a track by the band Sinker, who were an emo hardcore band from California in the very early 90s. They were also pre-Indian Summer and Amber Inn. This track is off of their Finality 7-inch, and it's called Comfort. Thanks for tuning in to Satterstar.
We'll be right back. Everybody! 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 Bye.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. And you just heard a bunch of 7 inches. I just picked up all these 7 inches a few days ago, luckily from Clinton Street Records here in Southeast Portland. And you just heard a track called Uneasy by Cult of Eugene, who were a pretty obscure indie emo band who are from somewhere in California, played with a lot of like iconic bands like Nuzzle, Ribbon Fix, and more, but definitely lesser known out of all those bands. Then you heard Copernicus by We Leave at Dawn, who were a UK emo band from the mid-2000s. And if you, like me, enjoy listening to 2000s emo from the UK, I have a very exciting guest mix covering that topic in the works currently to be airing, I don't know, at some point in the next month or two. Before that was Early Braid. That track was called Now I'm Exhausted by their I'm Afraid of Everything 7-inch. And they're just a classic from Champaign, Illinois. Not sure how I don't already have that 7-inch in my collection. I have most of their other 7-inches from the 90s. But that is one of the best that they released, for sure. Before that was a band called Bureau of the Glorious. That's kind of a silly band name, if I'm being honest. That track is called Still/Flat off of a split 7-inch with another band called Pivot. And that band, honestly, they're kind of like butt-rocky, grungy emo, and were definitely a random find. Never heard them before, and I only picked it up because it had emo written on the outer sleeve in like huge black Sharpie, so it piqued my interest for sure. They are on the same label as Sinker, who I started out the hour with, and that was released in 1994. Then before that was my favorite find out of this whole little grouping here. That was Glasscraft, who are from California as well. And that track was called Over 16 and No Extra Lives. I played them several times on my show previously because I really love that band. They're also like pretty mysterious to me, and I've been wanting that 7-inch for a very long time, and it's really, really awesome that I just happened to find it in person. Before that was Drought by Parade's End, who were from Long Beach, California. Then you heard Wall, who is a Japanese 90s emo band. That track was called Illusion. And then we started out the hour with Comfort by Sinker. Next up is Fine Day for the Lake by the Stella Brass off of their Figure Eights and Heart Shapes 7-inch. And they were from, I think, Salt Lake City, Utah. Kind of random. This was released in 1997. And thanks again for tuning in to Satterstar. Yeah.
spark.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Saturn Star Emo Radio Show. We're just about to finish up. You just heard Window Shopping by Mock Orange off of their Nines and Sixes album released in 1998. Before that was Bay Area punk band Monsula, who were active in the very early 90s and are kind of proto-emo in a way. That track was called Down Inside. Before that was Petty Thievery by Seam, who I've been trying to get into more. They're a 90s indie rock band from North Carolina. Then before that was Six Figures by Thumbnail off of their split with Harriet the Spy, which actually is being newly repressed by both Enumero Group and Solid Brass Records. And that's pretty exciting. Before that was a very excellent song by Neil Perry called Seeping Through the Cracks. And they're from New Jersey. I feel like the drumming on that song goes really, really crazy. And I just think that Neil Perry's like a perfect screamo band. So I've been listening to them a lot in this past week. We have a few seconds left of the episode. Let's see. You also heard Discount. That track was called Her Last Day off of the 7-inch of the very same name. Shout out Dawn Riddle, who gave me a huge stack of records. And then I realized they're mostly Discount 7-inches. So I feel like I had to play at least one. That band is very fun. Then before that, you heard The Spirit of St. Louis.